This is Center Stage Minnesota, our program showcasing the talents of Minnesota's musicians. I'm Travis Ryder. I'll be your host this week. Center Stage Minnesota is made possible with funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. We'll start the program with Accident Clearinghouse.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro! Shake him by the hand and say,
welcome home, boy, welcome to your promised land.
I'm gonna kick him in the teeth and sock him in the eye and say,
boy, what you do is gonna make me cry.
gonna dig a grave, make sure you dig it deep. For shallow grave will rise them up when the Lord begins to weep.
Trio of somewhat morbid tunes there, closing with Stuart Davis from his Kid Mystic release, 1997, Practice Dying. Stuart Davis, favorite on the campuses and coffeehouse scenes around Minnesota for quite a while. I think he may have relocated out to Colorado in recent years. Before that, it was the Rowe Family Singers, Quillen Rowe being one of them, and that was Shallow Grave. Before that, Quillen Rowe and his band, a band he was with, Accident Clearinghouse, by Blood and Marriage was the disc, and the track H-E-L-L Bound. It's Center Stage Minnesota, showcasing the talents of Minnesota's musicians. Later in the program, we'll visit with Brian Miller. He's a quite accomplished Celtic musician who has recently been working on documenting the Irish and Irish-influenced music of northern Minnesota's lumber camps. Being a Bemidji native and living and working in the Twin Cities, it's near and dear to his heart. And he'll be performing a concert in Bemidji November 12th. And we'll talk more about that and hear the session, the studio session with Brian Miller, later this hour. Right now, it's Haley Bonner.
Ah.
stars of the brightest sky. We were lying there in the opening. The sky, it was exploding. Heard the voices of the angels sing. 'Cause I'd found love. The horses left quite a dirty mess. I lay there and confessed my heart by the rolling creek and prickly grass. Oh, find me a cowboy who gets lost in a moment, who sings of his own lament. I will ride on forever. Big boots and a home out on the range, 12 kids. Don't you think it's kinda strange to wanna love these things? Two horses in a dime store ring. Oh, find me a cowboy who gets lost in the moment, who gets weak when it cries for me. Stars of the brightest sky, we were lying there in the opening. The sky, it was exploding. Heard the voices of the angels sing. Oh, find me a cowboy who gets lost in the moment, who gets weak when it cries for me, gets weak when it cries for. Strange, yeah, I think it's a little strange, yeah, I think.
cloud woman of the bleeding sun, crushing grapes under her feet, sing the song of the only one who walked then wept rain on the street.
Brothers Burn Mountain, Cloud Woman of the Bleeding Sun, from their Deep and Dark Woods release. Regularly appearing in coffee houses and other venues in our neck of the woods. Also in the set was Mary Bew. Boat with No Oars was the album. We heard Salt and Pepper. And Haley Bonner from The Size of Planets with Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy. It's Center Stage Minnesota, showcasing the talents of Minnesota musicians. The music calendar for next weekend, Friday the 11th, guitarist Tim Sparks will perform as part of the Grassroots Concert Series in Nisswa. And Saturday the 12th, Brian Miller and Randy Gosa present Irish and Scottish music from Northwoods Logging Camps. That's Saturday in downtown Bemidji. And you can always contact us for more information about these shows. And please let us know about other original music happenings around the region. Get a hold of us by emailing arts@kaxe.org or calling 326-1234. We'll hear the latest, at least the latest thing I know of, that Bob Dylan has recorded and has had included on a new release, which is a contribution to a collection honoring Hank Williams Sr. First, though, T. Galexi.
Seen a shooting star tonight, and I thought of you. You were trying to break into another world, a world I never knew. I always kind of wonder if you ever made it. Seen a shooting star and I thought of you. Seen a shooting star tonight and I thought of me. Was I still the same if I ever became what you wanted me to be? I missed the mark, overstepped the line that only you could see. Seen a shooting star tonight, and I thought of me. Listen to the engine. invitation, the last account, last time you might hear a sermon on the mound, the last radio is playing. Seen a shooting star night slip. Tomorrow will be another day. Guess it's too late to say the things to you you needed to hear me say. Saw a shooting star night slip away.
take yourself away. Don't ever take yourself to a place where I can't find you. Don't ever take yourself away. I will never leave you, I will never deceive you. I'll be right there walking behind you. Take your time, take my confession, take my crime. Take the halo I'm hiding and faith I got riding on you. Rob me blind, I'd still see the best in humankind. In the way you make this broken world all shiny and new. Don't ever take yourself away. Don't ever take yourself to a place where I can't find you. Don't ever take yourself away. I'll be right there walking behind you. Take a cab to that little old diner and take a stab at piecing together the steel and the feathers that make me. I've been told my hand is a hard one to hold. I fly or I sing, but give me poison, I'll drink if you take me. Don't ever take yourself away. Don't ever take yourself to a place where I can't find you. Don't ever take yourself away.
That's Nikki Jean, who's made her name for herself as a guest vocalist for a lot of rap and R&B acts. Her new album includes co-writing help from legends like Lamont Dozier, Carole King, Jimmy Webb, Carly Simon. And that track, the first single from the new Nikki Jean release, co-written with Bob Dylan, Steel and Feathers. Nikki Jean, born Nicole Jean Leary in St. Paul, Minnesota. Before that, Bob Dylan from The Lost Notebooks of Hank Williams Sr., a new project that he's contributed to. The lyrics of Hank and music created by Bob, The Love That Faded. Teague Alexie, before that, from Another Side of Duluth Does Dylan. Duluth area artists covering Bob Dylan, shooting star there. It's Center Stage, Minnesota. On the way, we're going to hear from Brian Miller, both from his new recording and also a session that we recorded here in studio. Right now, though, a new release from Too Many Banjos, the Duluth-based group, called I'm Not Scared of the Devil. It's the new album, and this is Dorothy Whitaker. Thank you.
up in Michigan. In the year of 1800, I believe in 25, a story true I'll tell to you as sure as I'm alive. It's about three jolly heroes, and they happen to meet by chance. For sake of fun, each man begun his country to advance. With your shamrock green, your thistle keen, together with a rose, your abundant sons with swords and guns have oft times faced their foes. Says George, we are a nation that stands up neat and tall. There is no one can us resist or break our wooden wall. Our ships, they rule the ocean, and no odds could come against them. Faith, says Pat, you can well say that, it's Irishmen are in them. With your shamrock green, your thistle keen, together with a rose, your abundant sons with swords and guns have oft-times faced their foes. Says Andrew, we're a nation, that's a fact I'll ne'er deny. We'd never run from battle or from our colors fly. We've often proved good soldiers true, where bullets like the hailstones flew. Yes, says Pat, I remember that, that fateful day at Waterloo. With your shamrock green, your thistle keen, together with a rose, your abundant sons with swords and guns have oft times faced their foes. Says Patrick, we're a nation known to ramble on. up and down, and on the fields of battle we are in the thousands found. Give me the fog on Balloch, boys, the Connaught Ranger too. We'll stand our ground against the French who fought at Waterloo. With your shamrock green, your thistle keen, together with the rose, your abundant sons with swords and guns have oft-times faced their foes. Let Andrew toast St. Andrew to cause another duel, and George can toast St. George, who did the dragon kill, and Patrick toast St. Patrick, may he mention Wallace too. We'll all join hands and bless this land that's far from Waterloo.
That's Brian Miller from his new CD, Minnesota Lumberjack Songs, Irish and Scottish Music from the North Woods. I spoke to Brian a few weeks back and also had him in studio to play a song. And Brian's been working to be a purveyor and a preserver of Irish and Scottish Celtic sounds for maybe a decade or so. But more recently, he's come to find a connection between that music and the woods of his native northern Minnesota.
I found out about 3 or 4 years ago that there was Irish music going on in lumber camps in Minnesota. So it was a way for me to connect my love of Irish music with my love of where I come from.
So I take it that some of the people working in those lumber camps must have been first-generation Irish immigrants to be bringing those songs into that tradition, huh?
Yes, yeah. A lot of them actually were first-generation out further east in New England and in eastern Canada. And then their kids, most of them second-generation, either Irish-Canadian or Irish-American, came to Minnesota and followed the types of jobs their parents worked and sang the types of songs that their parents sang.
And you've put together over quite a time span a new CD that collects some of these very songs.
Indeed, yeah. So I dug through resources at the Minnesota History Center and used some online song archives and corresponded with various people, found two very fascinating collections of songs from northern Minnesota, and I've just kind of cobbled all that stuff together and kind of run it through my own filter of what I think is good Irish music and made a CD out of it.
I wonder if we could hear something from that collection.
Yes, for sure.
Okay. So what would you like to play for us?
Yeah, I'll play one here. This is a song that's called the Shanty Boys Alphabet. In the 1800s, they weren't called lumberjacks. They called themselves Shanty Boys after the camps they lived in the woods, which were called shanties. But this one was printed in 1931, I think, in the Stillwater Messenger. It was popular with the old lumberjacks around the St. Croix Valley. A is for axes as well, you all know. V are the boys that can swing them also. C is for chopping, first to begin. D is the danger we oft times are in. E is the echo that through the woods rang. F is the form and the boss of our gang. G is the grindstone that swiftly does move. H is the handle so thick and so smooth. So merry, so merry, so merry are we. No mortal on earth is as happy as we. Hi, derry, ho, derry, hi, derry down. Give a shanty boy grub and nothing goes wrong. I is the iron that marks all our pine. J is the jobber who's never on time. Keen edges our axes do keep.
L is the lice that keeps us from sleep. M is the moss that we stuff in our camp, and the old needle to sew up our pants. O is the owl that hoots in the night. P is the pine that we fall in daylight. So merry, so merry, so merry are we. No mortal on earth is as happy as we. Sing hi-dery, ho, dairy, hi-dery down. Give a shanty boy grub and nothing goes wrong. Q is the quarreling we never allow. R is the river our logs they do plow. S is the sleigh so stout and so strong. T is the team that pulls it along. And U is the uses we put our team to. V is the valley we drive the logs through. W, the woods which we leave in the spring. X, Y, Z, that's all I'm going to sing. So merry, so merry are we. No mortal on earth is as happy as we. Sing hi-dery, ho, dairy, hi-dery down. Give a shanty boy grub and nothing goes wrong.
And there we are, a voice, a guitar, and suddenly we're 120 years in the past. Incredible. Brian Miller performing live in studio here on Northern Community Radio. Brian, it's fantastic. You've got a whole album of these kinds of stories and songs from, these are authentic to that time period, right?
Oh, very much so. Yeah. That song, for instance, was, they think that it started out as a song sailors sang off the coast of New Brunswick. And then, in the early 1800s, what a lot of guys would do would be to work on the sailing boats off the coast in the summer and then to work in the woods in the winter because, of course, logging was winter work all throughout the 1800s. They used the snow and the ice to drag the logs out. So they're old songs, and a lot of them, you know, they either came from Ireland or Scotland, or they were made up by these guys singing at night to entertain themselves in the bunkhouse.
Singer and guitarist Brian Miller will appear along with banjo and mandolinist Randy Gosa. They'll be playing things from this repertoire of Irish and Scottish songs played in the lumber camps. Their next engagements around Minnesota start on Thursday, November 10th in Long Prairie. And then they're in St. Paul at Celtic Junction Friday the 11th. Then a show Saturday, November 12th at Headwaters Unitarian Universalist Fellowship in Bemidji. And then they're on to Zumbrota on Sunday the 13th. You can contact us here at KAXE for more information. Again, the email address, arts@kaxe.org, or call 218-326-1234. Thanks to Brian Miller for stopping by for that session. Here's Prudence Johnson along with Dan Schwinard.
It ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so. The things that you're liable to read in the Bible, it ain't necessarily so. Little David was small, but oh my. Little David, small, but oh my. He big Goliath who lay down and died. Little David was small, but oh my. Water, remember Lou, who let him water, scary water. Oh. Little Moses was found in a stream. Little Moses was found in a stream.
called Pharaoh's daughter. She fished him, she says, from that stream. Now Jonah, he lived in a whale. Jonah, he lived in a whale. For he made his home in that fish's abdomen. Jonah, he lived in a whale. Water, she remembered Luke, who let him water, scared him wild. Oh, it ain't necessarily so. No, it ain't necessarily so. They tell all you children, the devil's a villain. To get into heaven, don't snap for a seven. Live clean, don't have no fault. Well, I takes that gospel whenever it's possible, but with a grain of salt. Methuselah lived 900 years. Methuselah lived 900 years. But who calls that living when no gal will give in to no man that's 900 years? I'm preaching this sermon to show it ain't nessa, ain't nessa, ain't nessa, ain't nessa.
Is this real or only a memory? And who do I believe? Friends or editors? Competitors or sedatives? She sues me with keystrokes and wordplay and mind dope. She sues me till I get back on my feet. Till I get back on my feet. The girl in the fiber optics is sending electronic postcards from the depths of the sea into outer space, but they can't fill our emptiness. The best of intentions, the worst sense of timing. And where do I begin to get back on my feet? Get back on my feet. You're the lone atheist in the foxhole. You're the faithless one, but you're all I have. You're all I have. The girl in the fiber optics is sending electronic postcards from the depths of the sea into outer space. They can't fill our emptiness. The girl in the fiber optics is sending electronic postcards from the depths of the sea into outer space, but they can't fill our emptiness.
back on my feet. Till I get back on my feet.
And that's Bob Mould, famous for his work with Husker Du and Sugar, from his 2005 release for Yep Rock Records, Body of Song, that was Paralyzed. Before that, the Honey Dogs, Fiber Optic Paramore, Prudence Johnson, also in the set from the Zgershwin release, and It Ain't Necessarily So. It's Center Stage Minnesota, I'm Travis Ryder. The program's made possible with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Find us on the program's drop-down menu at kaxe.org, and thanks for listening.